We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Monday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike San Francesa on the Fan will come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. You know, we'll get to all the baseball. And, you know, I was stunned this morning when I got up because I didn't see it. I figured this series is over, especially after the beatdown that the Cavaliers gave the Celtics on Friday. I mean, where the game was over. You know, Marv is talking extended garbage time at halftime when the Celtics is down by 40 or whatever it was. And I was stunned to find out that the Celtics, down 21 in the third quarter without Isaiah Thomas in Cleveland, come back and win this game last night. I mean, to me, that's stunning.
How many people outside of, like, the diehard Celtic fan and the people that were in that arena watched the remainder of that game?
I mean, you got to be because careful. I'm shocked.
Joe, it had all the makings of your typical blowout. I mean, it was a 20-plus point deficit in the middle part of the third quarter. I mean, there were no – I know LeBron wasn't doing much, but Kevin Love
didn't
was doing whatever he wanted in the first half. He had that great baseball pass. Kyrie Irving was playing really well. And they're blowing him out. And with no Isaiah Thomas, it was – I would have to say, and I don't think in the end of the day it's going to mean that much because Cleveland will win in five anyway – but I think it was one of the most stunning finishes you'll ever see because this was the biggest point spread and then upset, I think, in NBA playoff history because Cleveland was favored to win this game by 17.
Is that really was that what the number was?
Yeah.
17.
And it looked like a win for a while. And a lot of credit to a bunch of guys. Obviously, Avery Bradley, he hit the big shot. That's great. But Marcus Smart was an absolute beast. Jay Crowder played incredibly well. Kelly Olynyk finally showed up. The immortal Jonas Jerebko played real well. It was really a team performance over the last quarter and a half. And, again, even though I don't think it's going to change the eventual outcome, it was as stunning
as
you could get.
It's shocking. That's a shocking situation. You know, not just that they win the game, but the way they win. I mean, for them to be down 21 and just the way they were – I mean, the game on Friday night – was just, it was historic.
It was UConn women's like.
Oh, my God. I mean, they had 24 points at halftime, whatever it was, the Celtics at home. It was unbelievable. And I know Thomas got hurt in the game, and that didn't help or anything like that.
Not that it would have mattered.
No. But I mean, that's something. So even if that's the only game that they win, which is, I got to believe is probably going to be the case.
Probably.
Because I'm sure it got the Cavaliers' attention again after last night. But you got to give the Celtics credit. As much as I hate them, you got to give them credit.
Oh, absolutely. They showed a lot of
fight.
You got to
give major credit.
And I think really
that's the best win in the playoffs by anybody.
It was, well, the Warriors came back from how much down.
Yeah.
I know Kawhi got hurt, but it's game one. It was a bigger moment.
Come on. That's at home. You know, it's San Antonio. I mean, they didn't have the beat down the Celtics.
No, the only reason
they didn't
I say,
have their top player. Come on.
No. How are you wording it? I mean, the bigger upset was Boston, but I think the bigger and more important win was Golden State because Boston's not winning this series.
But you
they're losing five.
Golden State was going to win that series anyway. Even if Golden State lost game one, still were winning this series.
Once Kawhi got hurt, I think that definitely assured it.
That's a shock last night.
But you even... No, I agree. It's the biggest shock in playoff history.
Come on.
I'm just saying from an important standpoint.
Oh, no, no.
That's all I mean.
But, I mean, even like you said, even if San Antonio won that first game, the Golden State was still winning the series.
I think, look, you even said this. This was you, and you made a lot of sense, which is if the Spurs had any shot to win that series, they needed to win game one.
Or even make it a series.
Absolutely.
And they didn't do it.
I think once Kawhi went down, you're right, it wouldn't have mattered. because Golden State's not losing that series with Kawhi Leonard not on the floor. You're 100% right about that. I just think that game one, there's more of a chance of that series changing. This series is not changing.
No.
And I don't
Cleveland's going to win.
That's all I mean by that. But as far as stunning, it is as stunning as it gets. Like, I was in stunned disbelief a decade and a half ago when the Nets blew that fourth quarter lead to Boston, but it doesn't even come close to the shock of this.
No.
Because you had to think with Isaiah Thomas out and them trailing
in
by 21.
The game's on the road.
Yes, against the best team in the East, that these guys would just give up, if anything.
Down 21 in a third?
Yeah.
It's not like they, you know, like they were, you know, they led wire to wire. It's a little different.
And I think that's what's so impressive about all these guys. And I mentioned the guys that played really well, even Al Horford to a degree, but really Marcus Smart, who couldn't miss a three. I mean, how many threes did he hit last night? He was 7-for-10 from three. Marcus Smart, who a lot of times is just known as a defensive player more than a guy who's going to drill threes. But as a team, you know, they took
that's
a lot of threes and they hit a lot of threes, and that was how they were able to come back. And, Al Horford set a great screen, too, on that Avery Bradley game winner, which bounced around the rim 37 times before it went in.
It was very Don Nelson-esque from the finals back in 1969.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but anyway.
It was stunning. I mean, it really was. I just think the problem is it doesn't mean anything.
No. Well, it doesn't.
Cleveland's going to kill him now.
And like I said, now they got... Now, it's almost like the Cavs figured they got the game in the bag and kind of went to sleep a little bit in this game. They got their attention again now. That's for sure.
And I think that any time you see the final stat line that you saw from LeBron James, it's just stunning. I mean, LeBron James to go for 11 points and 4-for-13 from the field, that's not normal. That's not something you'd ever see. So, you know, it was a rare, not just off night, but really off night for LeBron James. And you know he is going to come back angry in game four.
Yeah, I would say so.
And that's why you're right. Not only will Cleveland win, I would lay 20 in game four.
Yeah, I could see that.
They'll probably crush him.
I could see that. I'm
curious how many people.
At least the Celtic fans get another home game.
They get that. That's
nothing
true.
Else.
Yeah, they get one more night to get embarrassed on their home court.
There you go.
But how many people, I am curious, actually saw the end of this game?
No, I got to admit, I did not. I mean, first of all, I thought this series was I figured after what happened Friday, there's no shot the Celtics are winning the game. And then when you got Isaiah Thomas out, I mean, what chance do they have?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Stunning. Stunning.
I think that people may have watched this game, but I think when you get to the third quarter and now it's, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock on the East.
And they're down 20.
Yeah, again, other than the diehards, because I know if this is one of my teams.
Sure Casey Keefe is watching it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, how can you not? Like, you're never going to shut a game off with your team in the postseason.
Right.
So outside of those fan bases, if you're a casual NBA fan, I would assume you flip somewhere else.
Especially because the playoffs have been so bad.
They've been awful.
Let's be honest. I mean, the playoffs have been terrible.
And, you know, as amazing as that game was last night from the stunning variety, it doesn't do anything to save the fact that we are on this boring, inevitable course to what should be a good at finals, but the way we have gotten there has been terrible.
And you know, obviously Cleveland's the first one to lose a game, which I guess, I don't know. I don't know who I would. I thought the first one to lose a game would be one of the two against each other.
It looked that way.
That's the way it looked like it was going to be.
LeBron last night was so angry after the game. He got into it with a fan.
Did he?
A fan was yelling at him, and LeBron gave it back to him. Supposedly, I think Brian Windhorst reported that LeBron said, "What have you ever done?"
Oh, God.
And I think the guy actually...
Yeah, LeBron's got to get off that.
And the guy responded by saying, "I played high school basketball."
Is that right?
What a great response.
Guy could be like a brain surgeon.
That's what it should have been. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, come on.
The guy should have been
LeBron's
got
to calm down with that.
The guy should have been like, yeah, I just saved the guy's life the other day. Yeah.
Doesn't help his image. And what have you, that's like when he, how many years ago when he made the comment about, you know, the little people, I'm kind of paraphrasing, with their disgusting lives or whatever he said.
I think that was after the first year with Miami when they lost in the finals.
Yeah,
when
Dallas.
Yeah, basically attacked everybody. And then the second thing that he did is he was asked a question at the media session by a Cleveland reporter, and LeBron said, you know, you're so negative, you only ask questions when we lose. Well, yeah, you want to know why, LeBron?
Because you never lose.
You never lose. And, like, we could say this on Sports Talk Radio, the bigger story is when you lose than when you win.
Of course.
When you win, what's the question?
Of course.
So how easy was it, LeBron?
Yeah.
Well, was it that simple? But when you lose, of course there are going to be more questions.
Yep.
So LeBron seemed a little ticked off last night. And he should be because he was tired. He didn't play well.
No.
And I know what probably has already happened. The LeBron haters are already saying, and I quote, Michael Jordan would never lose a game like this.
You already know that's happened. One thing I will say about Jordan, you know, I don't love Jordan, but I will say this about Jordan. Jordan would never go on and say, you know, what he said, what LeBron said to that fan after the game.
That is true.
Jordan would never do that.
I think from a personality standpoint.
Never would he do that. I have to defend him in that regard.
I don't think there's any question. You're 100% right. From a personality standpoint, from a media standpoint, from a political standpoint, yep. They're very, very different.
Totally different.
As far as this game last night meaning anything towards LeBron James' legacy, give me a break. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a speed bump.
Of course, that's all it is.
If he had a performance like this in game 7 of the NBA Finals, right. Sure, let's talk about
right,
it.
Right,
but they're
right.
Going to win this series
yep.
in 5.
Yep. Yeah.
Or maybe 6, but probably
maybe.
5.
Maybe.
So I know there are still a lot of LeBron haters out there, and you don't have to like the guy as a person because he is kind of a jerk with the media, and to treat a fan like that is ridiculous.
Yeah, he can be a little bit of a jerk.
But as a player, I mean, yeah, he was terrible last night, but I don't think that's that means anything towards his legacy.
No.
He's an all-time great.
He is. He's a top 5 player that ever played. I mean, what else can you say? He's right there.
For you create any more interest for game 4 or not really?
I don't know. I think, if somehow Boston won game 4, then it'd be certainly interest for game 5. I can't say that I'm I put it as an appointment watch.
Yeah. You know? I'm with you.
When is game 5? Tomorrow?
Game 5 is Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, 8:30 on TNT.
And I'll be watching the Mets.
Yeah, no, me too.
I'm watching Harvey.
Exactly.
By 8:30, you might be out of the game.
Cursing out Matt Harvey.
Well, he might be out of the game by 8:30.
There's actually a decent
game
chance
starts at 7.
That's right.
You know?
8:30?
What, top of the 6th? He's out.
Then again, the way the Mets play games may only be the second inning
at
about 8:30.
Lately, that's true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.